back.
Ladies and gents, strap in. Tonight's got fire. The man who's cracked open conspiracies before breakfast and truth before tea. Founder of Darkwire.xyz, renegade truth teller, the one they wish would shut up. Give it up for your host, Shepherd Embellas.
Well, Sunday morning, I woke up early, checked the email and YouTube, and Google had emailed me and said they suspended my YouTube account. The account, I don't think it had any strikes on it. It might have had one strike that was almost off of it, but I think maybe it didn't have any strikes, and they didn't even strike it. They just said they straight up pulled it. And they said they pulled it due to spam. And then I contested it, and they just said, nope, your account will not be activated. So I tweeted YouTube out publicly, and now they're working on it. It almost sounds like they found something strange, but they haven't updated me yet. But I don't know. I don't know if they will reinstate it. It almost seems like the new channel is now censored as well. So I don't know what to make of all of it yet. The channel was, you know, we all know that I'm basically blacklisted on every platform. So the channel was pretty much pointless anyways, if you think about it. And they had me down to nearly zero views. And it all started when I posted that image of the planet that Mouse Mouse got from the Shep Observatory. And it seemed like for the next four or five shows after that, they got really low views. Like they didn't want that image out or something. And so I don't know, when I re-uploaded that video to the new channel, it seemed to kind of censor the new channel as well. Like all the views stopped on the new channel. I don't know. So we'll just monitor what's going on. Obviously, it's not normal. And, you know, this is the technocracy. This is the push for the Orwellian police state. Now they got ICE agents going around with Meta glasses on, hooked to AI, scanning everyone. They're executing Americans, rounding Americans up, taking homeless to secret military installations, likely disappearing them permanently. They're opening up mental asylums again for people who don't go along with all this. ICE has powers above the Constitution, because they operate outside of the Constitution. And AI is nothing more than what IBM did with the Holocaust. AI tells them who should live and who should die based on like your 23andMe genetics that you filled out online and all that. They'll decide who lives. They'll decide who dies. They'll decide who will be your master, and they'll decide who will be the slave. And IBM, back during the Holocaust, at the beginning of the Third Reich, they had all this stuff going on, technology, basically you know, deciding how the genocide was going to work, taking all this information in. It was basically like a ghetto AI. And now AI is that, where they take all the data from the U.S. Census Bureau and, you know, all the data from Google and everything, and they put it together, your genealogy, everything. They decide who they pump full of cancers and kill off with their vaccines, and they also decide who they're going to come round up in the middle of the night and who's going to be a problem. And if you have a red dot on your mailbox or a blue dot on your curb or a red dot, you likely will be rounded up by ICE at one point. And, you know, this is no different than what IBM did during the Holocaust. You know, they directly supplied the Nazis with this technology. And basically, it was used to help transport millions of people to their deaths in the concentration camps. And, you know, you think you're worked to the bone now. You think you're worked hard. You think you're, oh, you're such a hard worker. You got three jobs. You're an American. You're living the American dream, but you're in the hamster wheel. That's nothing. They made it like that because that's just training for the work camps and the slave labor that you're going to have to do in these camps before they kill you, finally, in the end. That's just where it's all headed. AI has decided all of this. Now, the thing is that, you know, we're basically at civil war levels in the United States right now with all this. Guys, we're live on X, Facebook, YouTube, Rumble, and the show also archives on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Please support the show. There's no link out there right now, so I don't think they let me put a link in the description, but there's a link on the Shepherd Ambellus Twitter or X account on the main page up there. It's a Linktree link. So, but check this out. Things are getting bad. These ICE are going around and, you know, people are getting mad about this. I'm going to play just some of these people on YouTube. I might comment on some of this stuff. They're just people venting and saying their thoughts on some of this. These are some of the videos that popped up today. I tweeted them out.
I just posted a video about ICE executing that man. The list of comments that keep coming in are all bots. They're all bots going, well, he had a gun. So all you 2A hyper-conservative, don't tread on me asshats I've been hearing from for the last 30 years when the tyrannical liberal government's going to take over and take your guns. Every single time we've had a mass shooting, every single time we've had a school shooting, you guys go out and buy more guns because you're afraid of the fucking liberals taking them. Well, guess what the bots are saying now? The bots are saying that your guns are next, because if you have your gun, if you use your 2A, guess what? That gives the government, the tyrannical government, the right to shoot you in the fucking face after restraining you and beating you in the head with a fucking gun. Yeah. But it's your daddy Trump. It's your daddy fucking Trump. So you're okay with people being murdered in the street. You're okay with your 2A rights, your First Amendment rights, all of your rights being taken away. Don't tread on me. Yeah, you bunch of weak-ass, bitch-ass pieces of shit have given away your democracy, given away your kids' future, given away everything so that you could be subservient to some bullshit piece of shit man who is a pedophile. Fuck you.
Well, she's pretty much got that right. Interesting. Now, this guy seems like some type of federal agent to me, but I don't know. Maybe he's genuine, but I don't think so. I think this guy might be like FBI or something. Let's listen to what he says. Here we go.
We have devolved from fifth generation warfare. As of last night, we have found out that these men are fighting an insurgency. They've bitten the hands off DHS. They've attacked our Patriot Crusaders, Cam Higby, and we still have been running counter intel. I'm here, boots on ground in my bunker. I'm proud to announce that we have infiltrated the deepest levels of these signal chats and signal gate. Shout out to Zero Hour. Shout out to Cam Higby. Guys, we are now fighting an insurgency to the highest levels of Minnesota state government. The Lieutenant Governor is complicit in this insurrection and in this insurgency. The Crusaders are going boots on ground tomorrow into the MAZ zone, Minneapolis Autonomous Zone, to restore law and order. And I promise it will not go down like it went with American hero Jake Lang. The Patriots are done. This is no longer fifth generation warfare. This is no longer peaceful protest. This is a goddamn Marxist insurgency, and it will be dealt with like such. Crusaders, DM me. Let's go to war.
All right, so they're starting a war now, civil war or something like that. Now, this ICE agent just comes up and punches this lady or something. I don't know.
Shame on you.
Listen. Have y'all not learned from the past couple of days?
Learned what? What's our lesson here? What do you want us to learn?
He just punched her and took her phone.
Christy Noem.
So, yeah, they're getting like pretty crazy, these ICE agents. Now, this lady's gas and electricity bill was $810 this month. So they're going to break the backs of all Americans to where they become homeless, to where they can put them in camps. Their goal is to incarcerate 70% of all Americans in camps, because then they get paid through the funding that's available. Here we go. Let me play this.
We just got back our gas and electricity bill for this month, and it was $810. Everyone in my area has been saying that their bill has been really expensive this month. The gas and electric company that basically owns the area has been posting like through the news to expect higher bills. Our bill was $810 this month. Last month it was $206. How can they possibly get away with this? I mean, like, everybody in the area is talking about protesting, shutting off their heat, but I have three kids. I have two nonverbal autistic children that we have to send to therapy for that cost us $10,000 a year.
And now I'm like,
can we even send them to therapy if we have to pay over $800 a month just to have heat and electric in our home?
See, the problem is none of these Americans will ever just leave America and go to Mexico where it's better. Everything's perfect in Mexico. But no one believes that because they were lied to by their very own government. Now they're being locked in. It's almost comical. We'll be right back. Support the show. This is getting crazy. We're going to listen to some more of these eyewitness accounts, what people are thinking, what they're saying about ICE, and about these concentration camps in America for the American people. Here we go.
Dropping in from X-Files flashbacks to Bigfoot hunts
Dogman Roars, and the shocking 2017 Las Vegas shooting pulled off via helicopter air assault. We've got the worldwide scoop no one's brave enough to touch. No spin, just raw reality checks that blow minds. Dive deep at darkwire.xyz, your gateway to what's really out there. Truth doesn't hide here. Question everything.
Hey America, this is Shepard Ambellus, investigative journalist and founder of DarkWire.xyz. For decades, I've been digging into the stories they don't want you to hear. And now, in my new book, Hidden Access, Forces Beyond the Visible World, I expose the chilling truth connecting ancient prophecies, cutting-edge science, and secret operations they are reshaping our future with. A massive celestial body, Planet X, Nibiru, it's approaching Earth, triggering disasters and chaos. And while this is all happening, the shadowy elites are preparing underground bases to gear up for the return of the Anunnaki or the Camp of the Saints, whichever way you want to look at it. And get this, this isn't fiction. Hidden Access is pulling the strings behind the visible world. Guys, get your copy of this on Amazon Books, Barnes & Noble. Hidden Access, Forces Beyond the Visible World. Wake up before it's too late. Question everything. Click the link tree link below in the description.
Ice going around, unconstitutionally blowing away American citizens, shooting them in the back of the head, blowing their skull through the front of their face. Americans want to fight back now. They're all speaking out. The show's been banned on YouTube.
He can chew bubblegum and kick ass at the exact same time. He is Shepard Ambellus, and right now, you're tuned in.
People are fed up with ICE and they want ICE abolished.
That was not self-defense. That was not justified. That was a fucking execution, and anybody who thinks differently needs to get fucked. It was a legal observer who was there doing nothing but recording, who then tried to help a female protester, was pepper sprayed, tackled, fucking pistol whipped about a billion fucking times, and then fucking executed. That's what fucking happened.
But he had a gun.
Yeah, and he had a legal right to. He's a U.S. citizen with the fucking permit required to carry it, and you can see the ICE officer in the gray jacket take it out of his waistband before they fucking kill him. So why don't you tell me how a man who at the time...
So Fox News and all the MAGA people and all these gun people on the news have basically the narratives flipped to, you know, instead of like this becomes a thing where you should be able to protect yourself against these jackbooted thugs and all this stuff, they just say that there's crazies going around with guns and ICE needs to blow them away. And everyone's believing it. It's insane.
His death was unarmed, had been pepper sprayed, beaten mercilessly, fucking pistol whipped about a billion goddamn times, and had about six dudes all fucking over him. Why don't you tell me how that's a fucking threat? They murdered an American citizen in broad fucking daylight again. Abolish ICE and prosecute every last one of these rat fucking bastards and lock them up for the rest of their godforsaken fucking lives, and then do the same goddamn thing to these soulless fucking husks that sent them there in the first place.
Well, first of all, that's not going to happen. And Donald Trump might be president through 2036. Also, you know, these camps are coming out in full force. They're authorizing all this stuff. They're just going to do more and more roundups. It's going to get worse. Donald Trump's currently holding a meeting with the U.S. Secretary of the Air Force. So that's a thing we have to wonder what is going on. Now, this lady's going out to purchase a bulletproof vest.
I just searched for a bulletproof fucking vest. I spent a year wearing one in Baghdad. And here I am 20 fucking years later, searching for one because my government wants to fucking kill me. To anyone who voted for him, and especially those that keep supporting him, fuck you. Fuck you. And it's not just fuck.
There's people that are going to be hunting MAGA. They already are. It's crazy.
ICE, it's also fuck Border Patrol and fuck federal agents. And also, I guess, if anybody has suggestions, I'm starting to make a list of things that I need to purchase to prepare for what is inevitable. Yeah. Let me know what's on your...
So, you know, either you can just let them kick in your door and take you to a prison camp and separate you from your wife or your husband and, you know, watch your partner get raped by jackbooted thugs. And, you know, you can just do that. Or you can do what the Constitution calls for and protect against all enemies, foreign or domestic. You know, it's up to you to make that choice when that comes. I mean, are you just going to bend over, grab your ankles, grease yourself, and become a bitch maid? Or are you going to go out in a blaze of pistol smoke? Which one is it? There's only two choices now, apparently. So this is where it's all headed.
Trump is out of office. We will come after every single ICE agent. Mark my words. We'll have videos, we will have proof, we will have names, and we will take you to the fullest extent of the law that we can. And we will make sure that as many of you as we possibly can get our hands on will go to jail. Trump is out of office.
Nope, that won't happen. Let's see what this guy says. He's no longer proud to be an American.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started for as low as $25 at WeightWatchers.com.
All medications require eligibility and prescription. First month as low as $25 with a 12-month MedPlus plan. Does not include the cost of GLP-1 medications.
Is this the great part? Is that what part this is? The great part?
Where they made it great.
I am so angry and so sad.
We did so much winning.
So disappointed in our country. How on earth are we here? Is this the great part?
So that guy's not proud to be an American anymore. Yeah, these ICE are just executing people. Left and right.
When people are constantly told they're watching everything, then the subconscious lesson becomes don't act, don't speak, don't organize, don't be seen. And that's not safety. That's pacification. I've seen a lot of posts lately about your digital privacy, how to hide your data and protect your location from the big tech overlords, TikTok, Instagram, all that kind of stuff. Well, first of all, I want y'all to know something. Too late. I mean, your data is out there, right? Unless you completely disconnect from the world, digital world, you're not going to hide your data. I'm sorry to say it. I'm not saying be careless. There are a few things you can do mostly just to make you feel safer, but they know your location. They know your data, your phone, all of it. It's out there. All of these guys are collaborating. They got all your shit. But there's something bigger at play here that I think a lot of people are missing. Why do you feel the need to hide? This digital privacy thing, your location, your personal data, this isn't something that you can protect from your phone or from some app settings. That's not how that works. It's out there. The way that you're protected is at the corporate level. It's from government oversight. That's part of the reason government exists, to protect us. But right now, the government is in the hands of the bad guys. So game over, guys. Your shit's out there.
The government exists to protect us. That's bullshit.
In these times, should we really be hiding? So this post isn't about teaching you how to hide. It's about questioning all of this discourse, all of these posts about your digital safety and how they're quietly smuggling in a mindset shift from resistance to evasion. And it's the kind of shift that kind of sneaks up on you. You don't know it's happening, but it has a psychological effect. When you fear, when you think you have to hide to win. And I'm not trying to advocate just being careless and throwing all your data out there for everybody to see. Of course, do what you want to do. Click the click, you know, change the settings. But also recognize reality. They got your shit. It's all over the place. You can't hide from it now. History is pretty damn clear about this. Major abuses of power never collapse because enough people went dark. They collapse when enough people show up and refuse to be quiet, when they refuse to hide, when they coordinate openly and they make repression costly. Every civil rights movement, every labor movement,
Yeah. Well, things are getting worse and people are not happy with this whole entire ICE situation. Let's see what this guy's talking about.
I hate to break it to you, and this might come as a shock to some of you, but ICE wear masks for the exact very reason that the KKK used to wear masks. Prove me wrong. There is no difference.
Now they're saying that the earth is losing its balance and the poles are potentially starting to shift. So, you know, Toronto looks like a day after tomorrow. Guys, pray for Mouse and his family. It looks like a day after tomorrow where he lives. He sent me a picture. His vehicle's embedded in the snow. I mean, things are getting bad, and these empty shelves are going to hit, you know, people's can't pay their $800 power bill in the middle of winter. They might die too. I mean, it's getting like crazy. National Guards arriving in Minneapolis. I mean, it's just getting nuts. All this military vehicles coming in, arriving with all the troops. They're going to get ready to crush some skulls. Man. All these DHS agents and ICE agents are wearing these Meta glasses so that AI can detect, you know, facial recognition and tell them, you know, information. I mean, it's getting weird. They're going to start going door to door. And they already are, actually. And they're rounding people up. And if you complain about your neighbor getting rounded up because he's American, they come round you up. It's on video.
It's going to really suck for the red hats when the shoe is on the other foot and people start going door to door asking if they voted for Trump in the last round or if they still support MAGA. Oh, I'm sorry. Did that make you feel threatened? You think social punishment ain't a thing? You think everybody's ready to do all this again another 40, 50 years or however long it takes them? If you guys were to use any critical thinking skills and take a look around for 2 seconds, you would realize that numbers-wise, y'all are screwed. It wouldn't matter how much firepower y'all had. It would not matter how much you guys tried to run. I mean, January 6th was a prime example of how crappy everything is and falling apart.
Oh, that was just a test run.
Yeah, the test run looked like shit. Your leaders couldn't even cover for their own ass correctly. The way they redacted those files. Makes sense, though. Y'all just love the patriarchy, and we all know how common weaponized incompetence is within patriarchy. How does it feel to know that the head orange toad basically has to be cleaned up after every about 10 minutes from just shitting himself constantly?
That's not true.
Look. Lots of different varying opinions on X, but like all in all, just people are not, taking this ICE thing that great. They're going around now rounding up Native Americans. Kidnapping teenagers. Listen to this.
Hey guys. I just got a call from saying that my brother was detained by ICE. We're Native American. He has a tribal ID. They didn't accept that.
They're not accepting passports and tribal ID. So their thing is they won't accept any ID you have because they are going to throw you in a camp. When you're on that list, you're on that list. We're going to see what this guy has to say. On the other side of the break. Stay tuned. This is crazy. I mean, we're talking, civil war level, martial law will ensue. The empty shelves, all of it is going to happen. Support the show.
This is Shepard Ambellus, investigative journalist and founder of DarkWire.xyz. For decades, I've been digging into the stories they don't want you to hear. And now, in my new book, Hidden Access, Forces Beyond the Visible World, I expose the chilling truth connecting ancient prophecies, cutting-edge science, and secret operations they are reshaping our future with. A massive celestial body, Planet X, Nibiru, it's approaching Earth, triggering disasters and chaos. And while this is all happening, the shadowy elites are preparing underground bases to gear up for the return of the Anunnaki or the Camp of the Saints, whichever way you want to look at it. And get this, this isn't fiction. Hidden Access is pulling the strings behind the visible world. Guys, get your copy of this on Amazon Books, Barnes & Noble. Hidden Access, Forces Beyond the Visible World. Wake up before it's too late. Question everything. Click the link tree link below in the description.
He lit up Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie, dropped truth nukes on the Alex Jones Show, in studio, the Travel Channel's America Declassified, and a dozen other heavyweights. Still can't get one freaking view on YouTube. That, folks, is Shepherd Ambellus. Censored, never canceled.
Rounding up Americans, they're putting them in secret camps and probably killing them. This Native American's gonna talk about it.
Hey guys, I just got a call from saying that my brother was detained by ICE. We're Native American, he has a tribal ID. They didn't accept that. Sorry. This is not okay. We should not have to carry things because of our identity and what we look like.
Well, even if you're white now, you're getting thrown in camp. So it doesn't matter. Your point's not valid, son. No. I mean, obviously, like, this is getting, like, out of control, right? You know, he's looking at it like it's a native thing, but like this is literally happening to every type of American.
I don't know what to do. Everything's closed today. I can't contact our tribe. I'm from Sisseton, Wahpeton. I don't know what to do. This is just so unacceptable. So unacceptable to have. I can't even speak because, like, I had a lot of words.
Well, basically, they took his brother. See what this guy says.
Listen, I live in Minnesota. I voted for Trump. I'm a conservative. And for somebody to say, like, oh, hey, stop spreading bullshit. He had a gun. It's our Second Amendment right. We have the right to bear arms. Okay? You have 8 ICE agents attacking you? Aren't you in fear for your life? You're not going to fucking pull a gun?
Look, if you got ICE coming up to you or approaching you, you just have to let them take you to a prison camp and kill you. I mean, it's either that or you have to make another decision. There's only like 2 options here.
And then you have people defending this? ICE again? It's at my front doorstep. It's at every Minnesotan's front doorstep. We're protesting by the tens of thousands. You think tens of thousands, even maybe closer to 100,000 Minnesotans are wrong? It's not about immigration anymore. They're not shooting Mexicans. They're shooting white people, black people. They're shooting.
Yeah, and if they were, apparently, according to this guy, if they were shooting Mexicans, that would be just fine. No, I think he's just trying to make the point, like, it's everyone. That's what I'm saying, too.
Everybody. They're using children to bait their parents to come out of the house. People, black people. They're shooting everybody. They're using children to bait their parents to come out of the house and arrest them. Wake the fuck up. Martial law is, like, right on the doorstep. Stop defending these motherfuckers.
Well, I warned people, and now martial law is coming. I mean, it's obviously getting to a level as to which, you know, this is getting bad. Let's see what this guy says.
We have a major news right now regarding the murder of Alex Pretty. The dam is really breaking. Even now, a centrist Democrat who voted to fund ICE just a few days ago, Laura Gillen, just came out in favor of impeaching Kristi Noem. And if you know anything about Representative Gillen, you know that this is not normal. She's one of the most conservative-leaning Democrats, and she is now in favor of impeaching Kristi Noem. But it's not just that. Fox News isn't even buying the story that the Trump administration is spinning, with anchors all morning kind of saying that this isn't adding up. And it's exposing an even more significant rift within Republicans right now. Republicans who support the Second Amendment and Republicans who support Trump. Because the Republicans who support the Second Amendment are saying, just because you carry a gun and have ammunition doesn't mean you deserve to be executed. Because right now the narrative from the Trump administration, even 24 hours later, continues to be, well, Alex Pretty had a firearm and he had loaded magazines. But remember, he was legally able to carry that. A major shift. This is really, to me.
So if you obey the law in America and you're the utmost law-abiding citizen, you'll just get blown away by ICE. And you have to just sit there and take it like a little bitch.
My husband is in there somewhere. Like, we were at home, you know, in our posh home in Edina, and we were watching the news and learned that there was another shooting here. And like, we were just like, I can't stand this anymore. I can't stand what's happening here. So we came out immediately. You know, we were here after a lot of the folks were getting pulled out and, like, you know, tear gas and can't see out of their own eyes because they're literally blinded by the chemicals. And so I was helping people back there, and I happened across this woman. I don't know where she is now, but she was having a panic attack. She was in the moment of having a panic attack, and I walked up and I gave her.
So all this stuff is going on.
I was a use of force expert when I was a police officer. You fucking ICE agents that just unalived that man in Minnesota. I watched it. That was a homicide. And it's not just going to be the one who pulled the trigger that's going to go to prison for that. It's going to be all of you. Everyone who was there, every single ICE agent was complicit in that homicide. Every one of you will be charged as being complicit in that homicide. You pieces of shit.
That's actually not true. They've been waived on everything. ICE can actually operate with impunity due to Trump's executive orders.
The thought I just can't get out of my head today is that if they are just willing to execute people like that and brazenly lie with all the angles, what are they doing to people in the detention centers?
Oh, well, let me
what kind of horrors are happening?
They're
in
making
the
Soylent Green.
If they don't have any respect for U.S. citizens'
they got
life Soylent in broad daylight,
going into Walmart as
what
meat.
The fuck is happening in the detention centers?
Oh, let me tell
because
you.
Because they will always block people. I think Senator Chris Murphy tried to visit one and was blocked. He even tried to give him 24-hour notice that he was coming. What is going on in the fucking detention
Look,
center?
They're grinding.
Or are we just at the
up.
Part where we could just officially call them concentration camps?
That's what I mean. They're grinding these people up. Something's going on. And this is civil war.
See, I've been fully activated. I'm going to head back east.
This guy's become active.
We need to go to DC. Shit needs to get done. Here's the thing that I need for protesters and everyone to start realizing, okay? We're at war. The protests are over. There's no more protesting. This is combat now. So when I come onto the field, I'm not screaming at people that are going to assault me or pepper spray me. Like, no, this is combat. I'm going to engage them in combat. Because we have shit that needs to be done.
He's going to engage him.
This is how we get shit done.
Okay. So during combat, he's going to marry people and get them engaged and read their vows. Like in the middle of a combat scene happening or something like that. Let's see.
That are going.
I'm kidding. He's going to actually engage them with weaponry.
To assault me or pepper spray me. Like, no, this is combat. I'm going to engage them in combat because we have shit that needs to be done. This is how we get shit done. Okay? We're not protesting anymore. We're fighting. You understand? Like,
I need for you to stop with the signs. And I need for you to get shields and swords of the pew-pew kind. Like, I need for you to wake the fuck up. We're at war. It's wartime. It's time to go to war. You know how your military father or your military friends were always telling you freedom isn't free? Like, you're about to find out. Like, you're about to get it. So figure it fucking out. Stop protesting. It's fight time. Okay? I'll see you there.
Crazy. So, it's getting weird, guys. I'll be back on tomorrow. Let's see what happens with YouTube. I'm in touch with corporate YouTube, and we'll see what happens. Have a good evening. Y'all have a great night.
The president, they won't be hesitant to reinvent the system. Flip the script, make us irrelevant, no resistance. Puppets in the palace, strings pull from the shadows. Genocidal maniacs inside the ring, it's whack. Yo, nuclear weapons, illegally they keep them packed. Bunkers underground while the surface gets cracked. They smile on the screen, but the plan's in motion. Divide and conquer, drown us in the ocean. The structure of the system keeps you in position. Locked in place, no room for ambition. Sooner or later, you'll be out of commission. A ghost in a machine, lost by smash car. World order, takeovers upon us. Digital chains, they've already won.